If you're a podcast junkie like I am, you probably thought about starting your own podcast. I can tell you firsthand that starting your own podcast was the best decision that I ever made in my life. Buzzsprout is the easiest and hands down the best way to launch a professional podcast. In fact, it's so good, Buzzsprout has already helped over 100,000 people launch their own podcast. Buzzsprout will get your podcast on the major directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. You even get a great-looking website, audio players that you can drop into other websites, details, statistics to see who's listening to your podcast, tools to help promote your episodes, and on and on. Plus, Buzzsprout provides the necessary resources for podcasters to learn the ins and outs of podcasting from the people that eat, drink, and breathe podcasting. To start your own podcast and get a $20 gift card from Amazon, follow the link in the show notes to get started on your podcasting adventure today. Buzzsprout, the easiest way to start a professional podcast. Welcome to today's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. I'm your host, Byron Pringle, and if you have not done so, hit that subscribe button so that you don't miss another episode of our podcast. And if you love what we do here at the Rise Up Motivational Podcast, please go ahead and give us a rating and review wherever you're streaming this episode from. Your reviews helps our podcast be seen organically by more people. So go ahead and give us a rating and a review. I would greatly appreciate it. Welcome back to the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. Today we are recording episode 7, What Faith Can Do. Now I've got to ask, what if I told you today that your spiritual relationship can play an important role in your overall wellness? So today we're going to be talking about 5 different key points here on how these key points can improve your overall wellness through spirituality. We're going to be talking about different things like how faith can provide an abundance to your life, how faith can also build strength in your relationships, how faith can also make you discover your own purpose in life, how faith can also trump stress, anxiety, and fear, and finally, how faith can act as a pathway to finding common solutions to our daily problems. But before we dive into today's episode, I want to give a special shout out to our Amazon gift card winner, Tiffany from Tampa, Florida. If you are listening to today's episode, you have been selected for the $25 Amazon gift card incentive. So all you need to do, Tiffany, is go ahead right into the show, head over to our Facebook page, and hit the send a message link, and let us know that you heard today's episode. And I will go ahead and send you that $25 gift card from Amazon. So for everybody that is just tuning in to the show, if you would like to participate in the $25 gift card to Amazon, all you need to do simply is like today's show on Facebook or Instagram and share it. And you can go ahead and tag me in it. My tag handle is the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. Share it so your friends, your family, your coworkers, everybody on your social networking page can see and hear our message. We only grow when you share our message with your friends and family and etc. So to get into the drawing, all you need to do is like and share, and your name will go into a drawing, and I will draw your name at the next week's episode, and I will let you know what you need to do in order to redeem your gift card. Speaking of which, email response, Zach from Taylor, Arizona wrote into the show last week, and he said, I really enjoyed last week's episode about developing relationships. Me and my girlfriend, we are working on the same thing, on developing a bucket list for every season. We are extremely excited and we are very blessed for this show. Please keep up the good work. Love, Zach. Thank you again, Zach, for writing on the show. I mean, I think honestly it's a great idea. You should, and your spouse collectively should work together, because here's the thing, like, we get into the routine of just doing the same thing over and over again, waking up, getting ready for work, go to work, come home, cook meals, and then going in bed. And you know, we never really spend enough time, I don't think so, personally, enough time and invest in our time in our partnership. You know, we're willing to work 40, 50, 60 hours a week, but how many hours do we reinvest in our relationship? So taking some time out and making a bucket list and going out and doing different things together. And again, you don't need to dump a bucket of cash to do that. But just to be able to go out and spend some one-on-one time is incredible. So when someone talks about faith, we have to ask, what is faith? What does it look like? And what are the benefits of having faith? So when I dove into the subject of faith, I found there are two definitions. So the first definition is a complete trust or having confidence in someone or something. And the second definition is a strong belief in a God and or religious practices. So today we're going to be kind of talking about both here. So first and foremost, let's talk about the first definition, the complete trust or confidence in someone or something. And so when we look at it, there's like a physical realm and then there's a spiritual realm. So first definition, I feel is more of a physical faith in someone. Like I have faith in my girlfriend. I have faith in my colleagues that they're going to be able to do their work and within a timely manner. I also have faith, say for example, I have faith in the driver that's crossing my path on the highway that he's not going to jump the median and hit me. I also, for those who fly, you know, you have faith in the pilot that's flying the plane because they're 35,000 feet in the air. And you have faith that that pilot will be able to get you from point A to point B safely. So you're probably asking, why is faith so important? Now, sometimes when things don't go according to plan, we often lose faith, not only in ourselves, but also in any potential outcome in our lives. Failure will also do this to you. When we experience life's failures, it's easy to lose hope and yes, to even lose faith. But let me remind you, without faith, we couldn't expect that things would turn out all right for us, no matter what the situation is. Simply put it, the importance of faith cannot be underestimated. And this is why we are covering these five key items today to help levitate yourself and to understand why it's so important to establish a faith. Hey everyone, real quick here, if you're a small business owner, rather if you manage a dentist's office, a chiropractor firm, a law office, or if you're even a fellow podcaster like myself and you're looking for a way to broaden your audience to attract more clients, Facebook currently has well over 2.6 billion active users as of early 2020. And to help drive these users to your company, we are working with Facebook with their ad campaign manager to help small and medium-sized businesses like yours to leverage this amazing tool to help grow their business. If you're looking for a way to drive more traffic to your business and to help build a strong customer base at the fraction of the cost, please contact us today so that we can set up a marketing ad campaign for your organization. Contact us today by emailing the show on our Facebook page, and let's work together today to build a more profitable business for you tomorrow. All right, let's go ahead and get you back to the show. So when we talk in terms of faith, we can all agree that the mind is a powerful tool. Now, with faith brings abundance to life. And if you look at the negative, your life will be negative. If you look at the positive, your life will be positive. While life can be hard at the best of times, faith is the knowledge deep down inside that things will be better. So going through difficult times, like a difficult season, so if you're going through like a nasty breakup and you just feel like you're down, faith can help levitate that feeling and to help you sustain a positivity. Now, if we choose to neglect faith, then it's going to be very difficult for us to move past that point. Again, not so much spiritually, but also having faith that life will get better shortly. Now, we've all heard that term, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So that's the second key point that we want to cover here on the show, is that when things come about, an example like I just got done talking about, that breakup, you know, you just need to learn that things happen and we need to learn from our mistakes and move on. Faith helps us sustain that feeling and that will that things will get better in time. We just gotta have faith that eventually we will get past the season and come out stronger than we were before. Now, the third key item, which is probably one of my most favorite ones, is faith helps you discover your purpose in life. Now, life essentially is like a roller coaster. And if you want to raise your hand and say, yes, I agree, Byron, my hand is right up here, because there's a lot of twists, there's a lot of turns, there's a lot of ins and outs and etc. And sometimes it just seems so darn, you know, complicated to kind of find where you need to go. Where do you fit into this world? You know, and if for those who are familiar with Michael W. Smith here, he has a song out. It's an older song, came out in the late 80s. It's called Light in the World. I highly recommend listening to it because it's about a song on where do you see yourself? Where are you at? You need guidance. And faith can do that for you as long as we give faith a chance. And we have to also understand that knowing where we want to go and getting there is two different things. You know, it's like a map. You know, there's a starting point and then there's a destination point. But we have to have faith throughout all paths on the map. It doesn't happen overnight, but when we put our best foot in front of us and with faith behind us, we can push through even the most difficult times in our lives. So the fourth key item here, which I think a lot of us can relate to, and I also have my hand up here in my studio here. Let's talk about stress, anxiety, and fear. Those three things play a huge role in our lives. You know, we go from one moment to another moment stressing about, you know, what tonight's going to bring or what tomorrow's going to bring. Or you have high anxiety because you're put into a situation that you just don't know how to deal with. And the thing is, you know, faith can help trump that. So when we learn to harbor faith and use it to eliminate stress, anxiety, and fear, think back to situations in the past when you made it through something you thought was just something you just couldn't get through. Believe and expect that good things will happen, and they will. This isn't about ignoring your problems. This is about knowing that your situation will improve deep down inside your heart and your soul. Now, have you ever had a situation that came up that you just don't know what to do? You don't have any logical explanation, don't know how to get through it? Well, see, that's where faith can also play an important role, because faith can also act as a pathway on finding solutions. Now, I know everybody's situation is different, but I promise you, if you take a moment and take a little bit of time out of your day and pray and meditate, it will help you tremendously. Now, I do want to share a story here. The last 3 or 4 days, I've been waking up about an hour before the time I usually wake up every day, and I allow myself some personal time. I get up, I go downstairs, you know, I do a few stretches, and I sit down and I meditate for at least 15, 20 minutes. I allow that time for myself. It allows me to reflect on my day before, and then allows me to kind of reflect on the day that's ahead of me. I can kind of plan my day out. So honestly, like, and faith also helps me through that as well, especially if I'm going through like a messy situation or something going on at work. You know, it will allow you to think these obstacles through a step at a time. And I'm going to tell you, my daily routine, although, you know, I mean, I've been waking up an hour earlier every day, my whole entire day has gotten a lot better. Just allow myself that little bit of time to reinvest in myself. And with faith on my side, I'm able to think through issues and find a solid pathway on any issues that lie ahead of me. So as you can tell, there are several benefits on having faith and establishing a spiritual relationship. So with having faith, faith provides an abundance to life. Faith also makes you stronger, especially when you go through difficult seasons. Faith can also help you discover your purpose in life. Faith can also trump out stress, anxiety, and yes, most importantly, fear. Faith also acts as a pathway on finding solutions to our problems. So you might be asking, what other evidence are there out there in life that faith can also be good for your health? Now, we talked about the spiritual realm, your mental state, but you know, what about your physical state? And I gotta give kudos to my girlfriend on finding this article. It's from a Mayo Clinic, and they conducted a study between 350 studies of physical health and 850 studies of mental health, that they found that spiritual variables have found that religious involvement in spirituality are associated with better health. During the past three decades, at least 18 prospective studies have found that religious involvement persons tend to live longer. Studies also have found that religious involvement is associated with health-promoting behaviors such as exercising more, following a proper nutrition, being a bit more cautious on wearing seatbelts, and non-smoking and less drinking that's involved with it for those who are a bit more spiritual and that are more involved in their faith. So I know we covered quite a bit today on today's episode, but I do want to re-elaborate. Taking some time out and establishing a faith. And I'm talking both spiritually and also physically. Understand that, you know, people aren't perfect, but having faith in those that are around you helps build yourself. It helps build a sense of confidence. Now, for me, what I do is I try to set my day up for success. So here's some homework for this week, and I really encourage you for you guys to do this. Now, the last 3 or 4 days I've been doing this, and I'm going to tell you, it has worked out really well. So take 30 minutes, the start of your day. So if you tend to get up at like 6 a.m. in the morning, get up at 5:30. And I know you're going to have that little voice in your head when your alarm's going off at 5:30. Whatever you do, don't hit the snooze button. Don't shut your alarm off. Force yourself out of bed. Now, also, what I do is I try not to get any kind of contact with my cell phone. And I don't use my cell phone as an alarm. I use my clock radio in my room. So you can go to Amazon and go to Walmart, wherever, you can buy one for 10 bucks. But what I try to do is I spend about 30 to 45 minutes on self-development, on myself. It allows myself to be by myself, if that makes sense. And I'm not distracted on like Facebook or text messages or anything like that. It allows me to reconnect with myself in my spiritual relationship with God. So what I do, again, I take about 30, 45 minutes. I go downstairs and I meditate and I pray. And I pray over myself, my family, my loved ones, and also the day that's ahead of me. I also use a notebook. I write down whatever comes to my mind. I also use I will statements. I will be better today. I will overcome these challenges. And I say that through prayer and through meditation. And it's just a way to help alleviate any stress, any anxiety of the day. And again, I don't look at my phone. I don't do anything with my phone. I leave it up in my room, and this has helped me greatly to prepare myself for the day that's ahead of me. And as far as meditation, what I tend to do is I take 3 heavy breaths. So I breathe in, hold it, and I release. So I breathe in for 10 seconds, I hold it for 5, and I release for 10, so 25 seconds. And I do that about 3 to 4 times. And what that does is it just kind of helps relieve any stress, any kind of anxiety that's ahead of you for the day. And honestly, when you give yourself some time, it allows yourself some time with yourself. And it allows you to set yourself up for success. And like I said, you know, before I used to get up and without meditating, without praying, without having any kind of spiritual connection, I'm like bam, 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 and then I'm out the door, and then now I'm dealing with everything that's going on without having that time for myself and my spiritual connections. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, when you look over this, the list of 5 things on what faith can do, and then through prayer, it ultimately helps set yourself up for success for the entire day, because not only will it give you the encouragement that you need, but it will also inspire you, and it will also give you the direction that you need to help to sustain a more productive and, yes, most importantly, a happy day that is going to come about. So again, you know, I mean, you can allow yourself to do the preparation and you can have a very productive and a happy day, or you can just head straight in first and without any plan and preparation. And for me personally, I'd rather be proactive than reactive. So that is all I have on today's episode. But before I go, I do want to re-elaborate on the $25 Amazon gift card. So again, Tiffany, if you are listening to this episode, I should clarify, Tiffany from Tampa, Florida, if you are listening to this episode, please head over to our Facebook page and send us a message and let us know you've heard today's episode, and I will send you that gift card. And for those who want to participate in next week's drawing, all you need to do is like and share today's episode. Again, you can go ahead and tag me on Instagram. My tag handle is the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. No spaces, no hyphenates, nothing special, just straight across the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. Again, we only grow when you support and share our content. So I really appreciate it. Again, it will get your name in the drawing, and I will draw a name on next week's episode. So, all right, so that is all the time I have today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please remember to like and share to get in the drawing for the $25 Amazon gift card. And I am going to leave you guys the same way I do at the end of each and every episode, to make it your God-given mission to be a blessing in someone's life. Again, you guys, I appreciate you guys, and I love you guys so much. And I'll see you guys over on episode 8 when we cover our next pillar, mindset growth. Take care, everybody.